Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about what's happening with real estate in Eugene.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been heading towards a conversation in regards to the market today. In residential real estate, we still have a supply side problem, a challenge, and it's difficult to see how that chain is going to change in the future, because building a home that's affordable and accessible to meet the demand with some more supply is not likely, at least not within the boundaries of Eugene.
Well, it's interesting because as we think in terms of building a home, the cost of the land is going up, system development charges are going up, and that's an expense that didn't exist a number of years ago. So it's not just building a home. It's like flushing a whole bunch of money down the toilet before you even get the building permit, and then you build a home.
Permits can be close to $10,000 to $12,000, and then they service development charges in addition to that, or the infrastructure for utilities, can get you to $25,000 to $30,000 easily on a single family in the city of Eugene. It is significant.
So if I paid $30,000, what do I have? A bare lot, right?
You have the ability to build.
Yeah, no, I
you haven't started building.
Right.
You're shovel ready.
I haven't started yet. I didn't go yet, but I am now down $30,000.
That's right, and I think it's interesting because what we've got is we've got an extreme supply side problem. The absorption rate, that is, if we continue to sell at the rate we're selling, when would we get rid of all the inventory standing today? It was 1.3 months of inventory. Now, a healthy market would be 4 to 6 months inventory.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let's stop you for just a second. If we sold at the same rate that we're selling today and no other listings are taken, when are we out of inventory?
1.3 months.
Okay, less that's than, not long. That's not long at all.
Especially when economists define a balanced inventory or supply side absorption rate situation would be 4 to 6 months. So that means that if it's less than 4 months supply, you've got a strong seller's market. If it's over 6 months supply, you've got a strong buyer's market. We've got an extremely strong seller's market in this
right.
circumstance.
Yeah. It is interesting. And as I see it, there's some changes that have occurred that are going to bolster that. As an example, with the Tenant Protection Act, I'm seeing a number of properties that were rentals being converted, duplexes as an example, being converted to owner-occupancy. Now, that's less tenancy. That's what's happening. And that's an unforeseen consequence of the Tenant Protection Act.
But we'll take the inventory. We need inventory at that price point.
Yes.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.